Hello, friends. Welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting. Usually, I always say broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside beautiful Seattle in the United States. But to be honest, today I'm actually broadcasting from a beautiful mountain cabin in the middle of a tropical rainforest in Costa Rica. And for those of you, I know that Eric just gave the weather report for Seattle. And for those of you interested in the weather for Costa Rica, today it's about a high of 80 degrees, a low of 65 degrees. And where I am is a national park called Monteverde. I'm right in the middle of this forest. And the butterflies, there's about 15 to 20 different species of butterflies migrating today. And the place I was earlier, they were all over the windows and they were flying in and out of the place where I was visiting. And it's an incredibly beautiful place. But anyway, I'm here giving some presentations for the Moto Peace Project, and my friend Michiko Hayashi will also be giving presentations as well. But anyway, I'm so happy you're all tuning, you're listening today. The purpose of Out of This World Radio was to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and make and will make this earth a better place. During the second hour, I'll be interviewing from 3 to 4 p.m. Ray Zukowski. Ray lives in Tacoma. He's a fascinating and amazing certified hypnotherapist. And since 2001, he's been helping many people with hypnosis. And one of the things he does is help people go time travel into the future. I myself underwent a session with him recently where he took me into the fifth dimension, where I time traveled 2, 5, and 8 years from now. I will be sharing with all of you what I saw in the future, and it's amazing. I think you'll find it very interesting. We will also talk about time travel into other dimensions, and I guarantee his interview should be really out of this world. To contact him, his email address is rzukowski, Z-U-K-O-W-S-K-I .cht@gmail.com. Before we go to this interview, he's on the line now. I'd like to thank everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently. And, you know, I've asked for this before, and I want to tell you some good news that your love and prayers have really helping her. She's feeling much better and getting along much better now. I'd also like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who's been diagnosed with stroke cancer. And when I started doing this on the radio program a couple months ago, he had a large tumor around his throat. Well, since that time, he tells me, I just talked to him a couple days ago, that tumor size has dropped by 60 to 70%. And every indication is it's going to go away. And he's been taking some naturopathic products for it, but I think one of the biggest things that's really helped him are your thoughts and prayers. So if you could just take a minute now, think of Orion, send him lots of love and light to make him feel better. It would be wonderful. And finally, there's a good friend of mine in Helsinki, Finland, named Marku. His mother Louisa had a stroke recently. If you give some good energy to her, some love and light to her. My friend Wally in Olympia as well. I want to tell you all that my book, Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Moto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done, and it will be sent to the publishers very soon. It's the middle of editing right now. The book is all about humanity's beautiful, bright future. I'll actually be giving a presentation on that tomorrow in Monteverde, and I think perhaps sometime next week in San Jose in Costa Rica. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, in the United States. Because of the success of that conference, I'll be having another conference, my fourth annual conference, on March 9, 10, and 11. 2018 at the same location at Harmony Hall at 9101. Silicon Road, southeast in Olympia, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. If you'd like to go, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We have the videos for those of you who've wanted videos of that, of our previous conference in March. They should be almost done, and they should be released here very soon. So I promise you they will be ready. I know everybody's been waiting for them patiently, but they should be ready very soon to send out. I also like to mention that from August 18th to the 21st, 2017, in the beautiful Dominican Republic. There will be a wonderful conference called the Peace and Light Conference with some of the world's best psychic, spiritualists, and UFO people. When I attended last year's conference in the Dominican Republic, it was one of the best conferences I've ever gone to, and I hope you can all come to this year's conference. I'll be giving a presentation on how we can make this world a much better place, and I hope you can come. For more information, please see their website at www.paxluxmundi.com. And with that, I'd like to go ahead, before we start our interview with Ray Zukoski, is to play the Twilight music, Twilight Zone music here, just for a minute, Eric, and then we'll go right to the interview with Mr. Zukoski.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
With that, I'd love to introduce my good friend Ray Zukoski. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
I'm so glad you're here. I hope you didn't mind me playing the Twilight Zone music, because you did send me into the higher dimensions last week when you
That's okay.
gave me a hypnotic session.
I think a lot of times we spend time in the Twilight Zone anyway.
Well, tell me, Ray, how did you ever get interested in becoming a hypnotherapist?
The funny part is I started with hypnosis in the eighth grade, and I bought my first book, and I thought, wow, hypnosis is really going to help me with girls in high school. Well, I received a book in the mail, and then I found out that I can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. But I still really enjoyed hypnosis anyway. So I've been using hypnosis off and on for most of my life.
Well, I remember you told me that before, but I missed the second part. And so when I advertised you being on my show today, I said that lonely single males and watching this, listening to this program would be able to get help in finding a girlfriend through hypnosis. But now I'm going to probably have some problems now. I don't know. But anyway.
We can help them to be better people so that they become more attractive to girls. How about that?
I see. Well, that's better. Okay, that's good. That's good. And so tell me a little bit about your background. I know when I visited your office the other day, you had about, 10 to 14 to 15 different plaques and awards on your wall.
Well, I've done a lot of different things in my life, everything from being a manager of engineering at Timex Corporation. I've been the dean of a two-year, post-secondary school. But I've also done things like being a chef and a clown and so I've had a very broad background of different experiences, and hypnosis, all those experiences have helped me to be able to relate with people on all different levels, and that helps me with my clients for hypnosis.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I know that back in 1996, I had a hypnotic and psychic session with Dolores Cannon. She was a wonderful psychic, American psychic. She passed away in September of 2014. And when she did, when she did my session, she told me to visualize a place that was a nice place to go to start the hypnotic session. So I dreamt of I thought of a beautiful flower meadow up at Mount Rainier, a beautiful mountain in Washington State. And I went there, and when I went there, there was all these flowers in a stream going through this meadow. But it wasn't in this dimension. It was in the fifth dimension. And that means that the reds of the flowers were even more red. The yellows of the flowers were even more yellow. The sound of the stream going through this meadow was even more vibrant and much higher vibration than just a third dimensional kind of nature scene. And so when you did a hypnotic session on me, tell people that I went into that area, and then you took me 2, 5, and 8 years ahead. Is that how you do it for most people? How do you do hypnotic sessions, if you explain how people do that?
Well, we do hypnotic sessions. the largest portion of what I do is, you know, the top three things for hypnosis are, you know, weight loss, smoking, stress. But we do a lot of other things that, you know, fall under the category that I call spiritual journeys. And whenever we're working with a client, we explain that hypnosis is a natural state. People go in and out of hypnosis all the time. Sometimes you're driving down the highway and you look up and it's like, wow, how did I get here? They're experiencing highway hypnosis. And sometimes you're watching a movie or a program and you get involved in it, tears are running down your face. You know, you're relating with the characters. So you're touching the inner emotions that you have. And other times what we're doing is we're taking people to deep levels of hypnosis where their body gets out of the way, but their mind and their spirit can move to a place where we call a higher spiritual realm. And in those areas, they're able to do a lot of other different things and learn stuff that they couldn't learn at any other level.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's say a smoking example. If someone wants mm-hmm. to stop smoking, Ray, for example, you'll put them under hypnosis, and will you ask their higher self if they really want to stop smoking and then use that subconscious tool as a way for them to stop smoking here in the physical world?
I might do that, but I might use something, maybe it's a little bit more mundane. For most people, when they come in for hypnosis, they're like, I really want to change, but I'm not sure how to do that, you know, and I'm not sure where to let it go. And most everything with people has some kind of emotion or feeling that seems to be, it's almost like a spring under tension within their body. It's mm-hmm. an unprocessed emotion. And so with a stop smoking client, I would put them into hypnosis, and once they're relaxed and open, I can now transport them back through their lifetime here, or possibly even in another lifetime, to what we call the initial sensitizing event. Mm-hmm. And when they reach that event, what we do is we have them see it, understand it, and we reframe it. We put it into a different context, which releases that.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I know that when you put me under this session, as an example, last weekend, you took me 2 years in advance of today. And I asked one of the things that the message that I got immediately, because I was curious about the ascension of the planet and the raising of the spiritual vibrations, mm-hmm. is how high the frequency would be in 2 years. And I mentioned this a little bit to Lenny Revell, my good friend, in the last hour, but for tens of thousands of years, the frequency, or what's called the Schumann resonance, has been at 7.8 hertz. Right. Then in September 2016, it almost doubled to 13.8. Christmas time, December 2016, it jumped another up to 36. January of this year, 2017, it was at 40. About 3 weeks ago, it spiked over about 120 hertz. So when I was under hypnosis, the message came to me that in 2 years' time, the resonance is going to jump to 800 hertz. And they say... Go ahead, Ray. Yeah.
Yeah, 800. That's like, you know, for so many eons, we've been at around 7.8 or 7.5. And, right. and just recently, it started shifting and changing dramatically. I mean, when you go from having it being steady, 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 you know, and then all the way up to 120 or 130, and then thinking about 800. I'm not sure if when we're looking at that frequency, if possibly we're looking at a vibration that's like so different that time will speed up, all kinds of things will be happening.
Yeah. Well, the scientists say now, Ray, that we're actually losing time. You can look at it several different ways, either losing time or speeding up. Every month it's faster. And so the perception is that if you're having a busy day and you feel like you don't have enough time in the day, well, my friends, you don't have enough time in the day because you've lost time. You've lost actual time in the day.
Yep. I guess that's what I mean by you know, time speeding up, meaning that you have less and less of it. You know?
Right, right. The other perspective I'd like to combine with this, too, is an astrological perspective, because I was told 2 years ago that this decade into the 2020s and 2030s are times of truth, and that things that are true become even truer, and those that are false will become false and fall by the wayside. And how that's going to affect governments is very interesting, because you also took me 5 years into the future last weekend, and at 5 years I saw something very interesting. Many people, for example, in China are very unhappy with their government because they don't feel it represents them, and they violate human rights repeatedly there. Well, from what I saw is that in 5 years' time, the current Chinese government actually collapses within 2 or 3 years. Then there's chaos for another 2 or 3 years. And after that, a truly new government emerges in China, which is it's far more democratic than the current one, which is respects human rights, because it's based on truth. And it's going to happen. People's free will can change that, either speed it up or slow it down. But I did see that in the hypnotic session I had with you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is that in the United States, we're in for some amazing changes here, all for the better. Government will become far more responsive than it is now. And also, too, it's going to become smaller, because people will realize, the message I got under the hypnotic session I was with you, people will realize how to act with one another, how to be honest with each other, and not take advantage of each other, so that they won't need to have government regulating them all the time. There will be a government in the future. That the government will always be there, but it'll be smaller. And as Nostradamus has told me, it'll be there to regulate affairs between humanity and other extraterrestrial races off this planet.
Well, I kind of believe that. You know, I went through a lot of spiritual things back in 1987, when people were talking about the harmonic convergence, and in that time in August of 87 was when we were moving and transitioning into the age of Aquarius, and that time of Aquarius it's a very long wheel of turning. And because that wheel is slow to turn, we're beginning to find that all of the things from the old time are now moving gradually into that time of enlightenment, and we should have what's been predicted as that golden age, and I'm certainly hoping that that's moving in that direction.
Well, that's in line with the other messages I got during that wonderful hypnotic session that you took me to, was that within 8 years from now, psychic abilities, the kinds of things that I do now, will become commonplace. And what that means is, for criminals, they won't be able to continue their activities very well, because everybody will know what they've done. Judges, juries, the police, all they have to do is look at somebody and they can tell whether they're telling the truth or they're lying and whether they've committed a crime. So people will basically give up and learn to live an honest life. It's an interesting concept that they showed me, but with that will come a new golden age.
Yeah, I believe that's exactly what will happen. You know, as you know, even with hypnosis, as we do things with hypnosis, everything is vibration, everything is energy, and as we begin to shift and change with the earth moving to the Schumann resonance of like 800 and governments changing, I think that, yes, as we open up more, we will find out that, you know, we'll be able to do that communication to understand all of that.
One of the things that you did for me that I was very grateful for, and I know you do this for your other clients as well, is that at the end of the session, you created a hypnotic trigger where I was if I was in a good mood and well rested, I could meditate, hypnotize myself, and go to that special place and time travel like I did with you.
Yes.
And go ahead, yeah.
We we always want, part of what we do with every client is they come in, we always teach them to go and establish their own peaceful place, and we give them a trigger for that so that they can begin to let go of stress and anxiety in their life. And what we do at the end of every session with our client, in the first session, we give them a trigger to go back into hypnosis for themselves and create their own self-hypnosis where they can give themselves their own positive suggestions for change. Sometimes they can't get to everything on their own, but if they know how to get into hypnosis because they've already been there, the trail's been blazed for them, they can go back and practice and be able to help themselves even more with hypnosis.
Right. Right. Well, I'm a little reluctant to ask you this on air, but I will. And if you think I'm crazy or out of this world, let me know. But would it be too risky to if you hypnotize me on the air now, the thing I could do is I guess I could collapse in this chair. And then Eric would have to come to Costa Rica to wake me up to be on the rest of the air to do the program, so it might be a little problem. There are people around me who could probably shake me loose with a little bit of cold water or ice, but would you like to try a hypnotic session now with me on the air, or we can just if you don't think it's a good idea, we don't need to do it. So.
Part of me really would love to do that. Part of me goes, well, who knows how many other people might be listening that might go into hypnosis that we don't have any way to be sure. You know, if you've ever been to a stage show, they go through and they pick like 20 people, but very often they have another 20 people or more in the audience that are under hypnosis. And I would love to put you in during a program, but, you know, I'm kind of afraid that somebody would already go into hypnosis. If you want to do that, maybe sometime we can set up a different trigger and see if we can go through that.
That's true, because I know there's a lot of people driving probably on Interstate 90 and Interstate 5 and on the roads and around the Seattle area, and if they went into a hypnotic state, they could get into an accident. So let's forget about that idea. Not a good idea. Thank you.
When I work with my clients, very often I give them a program that they can listen to, and they all go, okay, can I listen to this while I'm driving? And I'm like, not unless you can drive with your eyes closed, because most sessions start with take a nice deep breath slowly and let it out and close your eyes. And once people go into hypnosis, they get used to your voice and they start getting captured the feelings of what's going on. And it's very easy for them to recreate that.
Well, yeah, that absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things I want to talk about today with you, Ray, and you would be a fun guy to talk this to about, would be time travel. With hypnosis. Now, actually, I think hypnosis allows you go into these, like what you call the dream state, the subconscious, and there you can access universal truth. And many people have dreams, and they don't know really what they mean. But later, only later, Ray, does the answers come clear? I'll give you an example. About a year ago, I had this dream where I was in a mountainous area. And I was in it was an acoustically designed chamber with a pyramid on top. And it was a very spiritual place. And when I walked into it, I felt my vibrations go way, way up. And after that experience, I walked outside and I could see the lights of the city and there was all this misty fog around. And I could tell it was in a tropical place. There were palm trees in front of me and it was at night. It was kind of muggy, a little kind of warm and muggy, but I couldn't figure out where it was because it was unfamiliar to anything that I ever had seen at that point. That was about a year ago. Well, yesterday I was in San Jose in Costa Rica, and I was taken to the friend's house there with some other friends of mine, and I walked up to the house, and when we pulled up to the driveway, I said to myself, I've been here before. But then my logical mind said, you couldn't have been here before. You've never been here to Costa Rica before. Well, later that night, we went into an acoustical chamber with a pyramid on top. And my vibrations started going way up. And it was the same location that I'd visited in a dream state a year earlier. And then it really hit home after I left this this acoustical chamber, walked outside to the veranda, looked out over San Jose. It was a kind of a misty, foggy night, hot and tropical. And this was the exact scene that I had seen 1 year earlier. And so for those of you who do have dreams, many of those dreams, you're actually time traveling into the future. And that was an amazing experience. Have you ever had anything like that before?
Sometimes we talk about the dream state, but in hypnosis, people are not dreaming. They're actually, their subconscious mind is always fully aware of everything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we do is we will take people down to a very deep state of hypnosis. There's a state of hypnosis called Estelle. And in the 1850s, James Estelle was a British doctor. He could actually do hundreds of operations with no anesthetic. So it's a very, very deep level of hypnosis, but the mind is still fully awake. And what we do is we leave the body parked there and we allow the person's consciousness to come out of there and be able to move up and explore at a higher consciousness rate where they can move through time and space and go to past lives. They can go and explore Akashic records. They can go to places for healing. And very often, you know, we've lived many different lifetimes. And, you know, there's so many different things that happen that sometimes I believe that people will go to other lifetimes and then they bring those memories back and they remember them here in this lifetime. So there's lots of different ways to go and explore. But we do it from this higher level where they're not obstructed with the physical body getting in the way.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you had clients before under hypnosis start speaking foreign languages like French or Arabic or Chinese that they don't know in this current incarnation?
People do occasionally speak foreign languages from different places. For me, if I'm working with them trying to solve an issue for them, I'll ask them to just speak English, you know, for us right now. But people do speak other languages. People can even sometimes go places and bring back attributes from other lifetimes. Can I tell a story about one of my students?
I'd love to hear a story. Please share it. Yes.
Okay. So a young girl came in. She's one of my students. And we were having an evening class, and she's crying, and she's wearing a cervical collar, like if she had a neck injury. And I said, well, what's the matter? And she said, well, the doctors are fitting me with a metal brace to hold my head in place because I have something called stiff neck syndrome. And that means that if she needs to turn and look to one side, she has to turn her whole body. If she tries to turn her head, she gets pain. And so we were working on, you know, practicing hypnosis, and I asked if she would mind going into hypnosis that night. So I put her into hypnosis, and I used the technique that we call affect bridge. It's called the feeling connection. And I asked her to feel that sensation in her neck and follow it to where that first started. And then I had her go all the way back to where it first started. And I said, so, are you on the inside or outside? She goes, I'm outside. And is it daytime or nighttime? It's daytime. And tell me what's going on. What are you aware of? And she said, they're putting a burlap sack over my head. And they have a noose. They're going to hang me. They think I'm a witch. And I said, are you a witch? And she goes, no. But my mother teaches me about herbs and things that help me to heal people. But the people of this time believe I'm a witch. And so I helped her to resolve that entire issue. And then I brought her back and I asked, is there anything else that we need to look at about this neck issue? And she said, yes. And I did the same process, carried her somewhere else. And I said, what are you aware of now? She said, I'm naked, I'm kneeling on the ground, and the peasants are whipping me with switches. And I'm like, well, what's going on? And she said, I'm in France, and I'm part of the aristocracy, and what's happening is the peasants are overthrowing the aristocracy. And they're calling us, whipping us, and calling us little piggies and moving us to the guillotine. And she described in detail all the stuff that was going on. And then I released all that. She said she was definitely during that time, she was not a very good person and did stuff. And I brought her back and brought her up out of hypnosis. And lo and behold, no more neck problems. Now, it seems hard to believe, but this young lady now is a country rock singer, and she rides jumping horses. I mean, you know how much of a jolt it is to jump over different things with horses? And she sent me an email a while ago, and she said, you know, I faced my worst fear today. She said, I was jumping, and I fell off my horse, and I was perfectly fine. So sometimes when we do things with hypnosis, we go to a different place in time, and we fix it there, and it comes back, and it fixes it here in this time. I think that's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. That is just amazing. I know that back in 1996, I had a reading with Dolores Cannon, and she was wonderful, a psychic, and I always like to wear striped shirts, and striped pants. And I asked her about that, and she said that it was from when I was a banker in Indiana in 1856. So I've carried on my love of stripes to now. And this is, what, 150, 160 years later, which I thought was just amazing. But people often, you know, we're more than just who we think we are. We have auras, for example, Ray. When a person's aura, actually, I've been told, extends for 30 feet out from where they are, which is just amazing. And go ahead.
If you listen to Greg Braden, yes. Greg Braden talks about the heart being our second brain. We have neurons and memories in our brain, in our head, but we also have not neurons, but we have what's called neurites in our heart, and they're memory places where the heart sends out energy as well. And according to the people that Greg Braden works with at HeartMath Institute, they have measured the resonance from the heart all the way out as far as what they call kilometers. But there's a lot of energy moving out from our bodies sometimes.
Really? It's a kilometer? You're kidding.
Yes, kilometer. So when we think, sometimes we're wondering, how come we just can't go out and do everything that we feel like we want to do? Sometimes we're, because our energy not only is our small aura, but sometimes it goes farther out, we're very often being interacted with by all the people around us. And sometimes we walk in somewhere, we feel that energy. And it's kind of like sometimes it's negative and we get this gut reaction. And, you know, so there's a lot of stuff that happens that way.
Yeah. Well, I know that we've all been here many, 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 many lifetimes. I myself have been here for approximately 720 lifetimes or 52,000 years since I came here from the Pleiades many years ago. So, but we're more than just what people see you as. But you know, the most beautiful thing about all of us, Ray, is that we all have the spark of the Supreme Being or God within us. And if you can tie into that spark, we can all make this working together. We can all make this a much better and much happier world.
Oh boy. I'm all about that, Ted, for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're a very positive fellow and I enjoy talking to you so much. Tell me some more stories. Tell my listeners some more stories, if you can, about how you've been able to help people. And what's the craziest hypnotic session you ever had?
I was working with a gentleman, and I'm telling some of these stories. I'm part of an author for The Art of Spiritual Hypnosis, where a number of hypnotherapists shared their stories in a book. But one of the stories is I was working with a husband who was a truck driver for weight loss. And his wife came along with him we always do a free consultation for people. And his wife came along with him, and, you know, she was fascinated about hypnosis. But her son had been killed in a truck accident at work about 6 years before. Uh-huh. And she was crying every single day because, you know, her son was the love of her life. And she just could not get over it. She never got close. You know, the truck that he was in flipped over. He was killed, and he was burned, you know, in this truck. So she never really got closure with it. And when I talked with her husband, he was like, she's been crying so long, I don't know how much longer I can take this with her. I'm just feeling like, I'm not sure about that. And so every time she would call up, if her husband was going to be late or had to change an appointment because of his job, she would call me up, and then she'd talk to me for about a half hour and tell me that I really need to come in there and do some hypnosis with you. One day, I get this call, and it's her, and she's in a panic, and she goes, I just can't take this anymore. I really have to do something. So she came in, and I started doing a session with her, and part of the session was I took her through a lot of the memories with her son, and I took her all the way up to her higher consciousness, the higher spiritual area, and I had her begin to see if she could open herself and begin to feel what was going on with the spirit of her son. And she started crying immediately, and she goes, oh, I've been crying and crying over him 6 years, and now I'm realizing that I've been holding him here, and he needs to move on.
Really?
So she felt really very, you know, emotional about that. And so then I asked her to take some time, and I wanted her to tell her son once and for all how she felt and to give him final closure. And so for about 15 minutes, she's talking to her son, and she's telling him how much she loves him and cares about him. And you know, and I said, you know, when she was done, I said, now have your son say whatever he wants to say back to you. And about a minute later, a few seconds later, she burst out laughing. And I'm like, are you okay? What's the matter? And she goes, oh, he said, I love you, Mom. Bye. And I'm like, that's all he said? And she's like, no, you don't understand. From ever since he was just a young boy going out the door, he would grab the screen door and he'd go, I love you, Mom. Bye. And he would slam the door. And that's exactly what he did. She goes, I know so much that was just him there. And she felt so much emotion about it. So she came back when I brought her out of hypnosis. She was like so blown away by it. And I said, well, she said she's been having problems with her husband and she wasn't sure what was going to happen with her husband. So I said to her, I said, look, I want you to start anchoring a different feeling with your husband. Every time you go by, I want you to tap him on the shoulder and just say his name and say, I love you. And so she did this for about 3 or 4 days, and her husband, you know, was really struggling with whether he was going to stay with her or not. And finally, on like day number 4, she walked by, she tapped him and said his name, and he grabbed her, he pulled her down and gave her kisses all over and said, I love you, I just want to be with you and stay with you. And she called me and she said, all my friends keep calling me, and they're like, are you okay? Because you don't cry anymore. They were worried about her. And she goes, you don't have to worry about me. I'm okay now. I let it all go. And to me, that was like so much that she really learned that our spirits are not really gone. They're always here with us. We can contact our spirits. There's different ways to do lots of different things. But it was a pretty interesting story.
That's amazing. And I also want to mention for people in the Seattle-Tacoma area, you're located at the Crystal Voyage, which is a beautiful bookstore. It's actually a spiritual center in Tacoma. It's just a couple of blocks away from the Tacoma Mall. Their address is 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, 98409. And you mind if I give out your email, Ray? Okay. Ray's email address is R as in Robert, ZUKOWSKI.CHT@gmail.com. And your phone number is 253-272-4367.
It's 253-223-9332.
Oh, okay. Made a mistake. Okay. That's good. I'm glad you corrected
me. We're in different dimensions.
Well, maybe you're in one time slot. I'm in another time slot. So that's why we had different phone numbers. I want to ask you this, and I always like to ask this of all my clients, you know. But before I do, you know, I want to mention this reading I had with Dolores Cannon years ago, and I mentioned this before, but she took me 100 years into the future to the year 2096. She did this in 1996, and there I was on an engineer on a Pleiadian spacecraft orbiting the planet Earth, and I had this blue jumpsuit on, and I could see planet Earth below me. It was a very beautiful, quiet, and peaceful planet. It was so beautiful, the blue from where my perspective was, you know, 40 or 50 miles above the planet. It was such a beautiful planet, and the message that I got then, in the year 2096, was that planet Earth was a beautiful, peaceful place where people lived in peace and harmony, a true paradise, if you will. And I think we're headed to that. I know we are, actually, with the raising of the vibrations. And people like yourself, Ray, who help people with issues, because you go beyond the physical and you go back into their past lives, and you're able to help them time travel, you know, as well into the future. You know, people ask me all the time, too, if you're going to make this planet a better place, what would you do? And if you're going to – how would you answer that if people came up to you there at the Crystal Voyage and said, Ray, how do I make this planet a better place, or how do I improve myself? What would you say to them?
Well, I think that everybody needs to just know that the most powerful force in the universe, in all the universes, is love. And if we care about other people and we show that with all the people that we work with and keep spreading that around, everybody will get that vibration and will begin to move in that direction. And I just think that's I chose this profession because I really like helping people, and this is a very powerful medium to do that, and it enables me to do that with people. So I think that there's nothing more powerful than sharing love with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I've mentioned this before on my show, Ray, but I want to just briefly mention it to you now. Is that Professor Albert Einstein, after he created the atomic bomb, he realized it was a huge mistake. And actually, he said in a beautiful letter to his daughter in the early 50s, Listerl, that if he had to do his life over again, he would have never worked on the atomic bomb. Instead, he would have preferred to work in a restaurant or remain a patent clerk in Switzerland than be part of technology that could easily destroy the planet. He realized later, instead of creating a bomb of destruction, he would have created a bomb of love. And I just want to read this quote real quick from it, is that he wrote that in 1953 or 54 to his daughter, he said, there's extremely powerful force that so far science has not found a formal explanation to. It's a force that includes and governs all others, and it's even behind any phenomenon operating in the universe. And that universal force is love. Love is light that enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in their blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. God is love, and love is God, and God is love. He wrote back then that this force, love, explains everything and gives meaning to life, and it's the variable that we've ignored for too long. And I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful, really beautiful quote. And anyway, just wanted to share that with you.
I really like Albert Einstein because I believe that everybody's like, oh, look at the wonderful math things and all the stuff that he did. But if you read a lot of other stuff about Albert Einstein, he was so spiritual and metaphysical about things. And he used that brilliant brain to give us quotes like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the future, our new society will be based upon love. That's what I think it's going to be based upon, because we're headed to that now, actually. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of issues relating to love comes through your hypnosis sessions? I just was wondering if you've had issues of love or like people looking for soulmates and sweethearts. Does hypnotic sessions help people find their sweetheart?
Sometimes. I don't have a lot of people coming in looking for their sweethearts, except very often we'll find out that people that are in this lifetime, sometimes we're looking at an issue, and we find out that someone that we go to a past life is still in their lifetime now. Many people, I believe, travel in what I call soul families. They've lived many, many lifetimes together. My wife and I were in a past life together. It's a little bit of an odd story, but we went to a convention. We were not together at all. And when we took time to dance, I touched her hand, and I went back to a past life and went through this whole thing. And when I came back, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm in love with you. And I didn't even know how to handle that. And I didn't know if she experienced that, but it turned out that when our hands touched there, we both experienced the same thing. We're happily married now.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Well, that's. I think everyone has a soulmate or sweetheart, and I'm so happy that your hypnotic sessions can help people with that. You know, going into a hypnotic session, when you go to the other side, when you go into the fifth dimension, the information that you get from the higher dimensions almost universally is 100 or 110% true. And that's something that people have to remember when you get messages from the other side. And you can get it through a psychic, or you can get it through a hypnosis like what you do. Anyway, and I want to thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
The other thing, too, that Professor Einstein has said is that there's no such thing as coincidence. And there's a famous quote from him that that God doesn't play with dice, and things happen for a reason. Are you there?
Yes, I do. I agree with that. There's been so many times in my life where things have happened, and I'm like, well, what the heck why is this happening? And sometimes we look at sometimes the worst event that could possibly happen. It's like, how can I ever get over this? And then you look back 5 years and you go, oh, thank God, if I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't be where I am today. So sometimes when we're just looking at the minute part of everything that's going on, we miss the big picture of all of the synergy that is truly going on throughout the universe. There's a synergy everywhere. Things are not happening by accident. There's reasons for all the things that go on. We just sometimes miss it when we're looking too close and sometimes we don't even see it from lifetime to lifetime.
Sure. Well, and that's one thing people often when things happen to people, you always have to ask yourself, what's the lesson from this or what's the spiritual reason why am I experiencing this?
Well, sometimes when we do past life regression and stuff, there's another thing called life between lives. And life between lives talks about when we make our soul contract before we come back into this lifetime. And very often there's things that we need to learn. We talk about karma sometimes as most people think of it as a punishment. But karma is really just coming back. There's a lesson that we need to learn. And it keeps coming back till we learn the right lesson from it.
True. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you in your hypnotic sessions have people talked about that when you bring them through in the subconscious? About learning life lessons, about learning the same lesson over and over again from a past life.
Oh yeah. Sometimes when you see them, they've experienced it. more than once. You know, they go through a lifetime and have done different things, and they're going through it. They're still going through it because they didn't learn that lesson.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I know that many of the spirits who were around during the Atlantean times ended up destroying Atlantis in a nuclear war 12,500 years ago have come back today, and some of them have learned their lessons and some of them haven't. Mm-hmm. And for those that haven't learned their lessons, they're going to have to repeat it again, but they won't be allowed back on the, they won't be allowed to stay here on Mother Earth because she herself is going into much higher dimensions. This is what I've been told anyway, so.
I kind of laughed because a friend of mine told me that I go all the way back to Lemuria, like where Atlantis was, and you know, and I'm like, go all the way back to Lemuria, and then she goes, yeah, you must not got it right yet because you're still here coming back.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think that it's not that I'm coming back because I need to come back for those things. I think I'm here at this time to help people make changes. And that's exactly what I do with this position.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think actually I have to tell you a quick story, that the area from Vancouver Island south to Mount Shasta, I'm told by my spiritual friends, was a part of Lemuria up until about 12,500 years ago, when that part of Lemuria broke off in a nuclear war with the Atlanteans. And the result of that is that a lot of people who used to live in Lemuria actually are living in that area now, and it has become a very spiritual place. There's all kinds of people interested in the higher dimensions and making this planet a better place. From that area, from Mount Shasta north all the way to Vancouver Island, and it's interesting. I know you do wonderful work. My show, for example, is located in Seattle. I'm not saying that there aren't other people and other areas of the world. Of course, there are spiritual areas, but that one particular area of the U.S. West Coast, going into the lower part of British Columbia, Canada, is a very spiritual area. There's so many good people there, and so many people interested in making the planet better, and it's based upon love energy.
Well, I'm originally from Connecticut. And I wondered why I weaved my way all across the country to different states and managed to make my way up here. And I thought part of it was I would have never met my wife in, you know, Connecticut. And, you know, here I am in the Lemuria, you know, area again. So maybe there are no accidents. Wow, how about that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one thing, too, there are so many good people in the Seattle-Tacoma, Vancouver, Canada, Victoria areas, Portland areas, down into Oregon, Northern California, Los Angeles too. And actually, there's so many good people all over the world who want to make this planet a better place. And there's people like you, Ray, and I want to thank you so much for your wonderful work to help people, because you're really special. And I know it must be a lot of work doing hypnosis. And I want to give out your email address again. It's rzukowski.cht@gmail.com, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You've really been fun to talk to you.
Thank you. It's been enjoyable. I really like it.
Wonderful, wonderful, Ray. Ray's at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore. Their address again is 3802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, Washington. It's just about a half hour south of Seattle. It's a wonderful place. It's one of the most, I think it's the best spiritual bookstore in this Seattle area, Tacoma area. And if you're in the area, please stop by. It's well worth it, just off of 38th, next to the Tacoma Mall. And with that, what I'd like to do is to close and then play the next couple of minutes from the Beatles, from All You Need Is Love. And I'm signing off now. I'm in Costa Rica. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. And thank you so much again, everyone, for listening to Out of This World Radio. Together, I know working together, we'll all make this planet a much better and happier place. And All You Need Is Love. Erica, if you could play that.